This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Steve Alexander has the report coming up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. You know, it isn't very often that we have a dateline for a story on Midwest Digest of Vatican City. But this is one. A Stevens Point, Wisconsin native has been declared a martyr by Pope Francis. The Pope said James Miller was killed out of hatred for the Catholic faith during Guatemala's Civil War, and therefore he can be beatified. The next possible step after beatification is sainthood. The 37-year-old Miller had been working with indigenous youths as a member of the De La Salle Christian Brothers when he was killed by three men. The latest numbers from the USDA show we are up to our ears in beans. The largest soybean crop on record is being harvested, 4.6 billion bushels. Selling those beans? Yeah, that's another story because of the Trump tariff battle with China. Selling beans to China has nearly come to a halt, resulting in a growing stockpile and the lowest prices for farmers in more than a decade. The November crop report also showed corn production is estimated at 14.6 billion bushels, the second largest crop on record. The state of Florida is ending greyhound racing. Voters on Tuesday overwhelmingly passed an initiative that bans the sport beginning January of 2021. There are 8,000 greyhounds racing in Florida right now. Experts say many will be retired and adopted. Others may find work at other tracks. But there aren't that many left, only 8 nationwide, including 2 in the midsection, 1 in Iowa, and 1 in Arkansas. Now, this doesn't happen very often. 3 of those big wind turbines are being taken down under court order. It's happening in northeast Iowa. Seems the 450-foot tall towers were built in 2015 in violation of county zoning laws. The companies that put them up are appealing, but one is already down. One of the nearby residents is thrilled about it. Joyce Kearns says the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh sound is nonstop, and the shadow effect was like she was back in a 70s disco. State tourism officials in South Dakota need some help. They're asking for naming ideas for 2 South Dakota-raised turkeys that are scheduled to be pardoned at the White House. The 2 birds were raised by a farmer near Huron, and before they make their way to Washington, D.C. for the pardoning ceremony, they'll be sent off with a tour of their hometown and a visit to some local schools. And if you have names for these birds, contact the South Dakota Tourism Board. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.